These are services for Rebecca Campbell Clark on Saturday, October 3rd, 1987. Dearly beloved, we're gathered here to give memory of Rebecca Clark, our dear friend. And I brought out a poetry book that was all mangled. And I said that Rebecca just loved poetry. And you can see this from this book, which is all torn apart in red. And in this book is a poem by Conrad Aiken that has written on it in Rebecca's handwriting, a tremendous poem. And we're going to, the values group is going to begin the service by reading this poem. How shall we praise the magnificence of the dead, heroes humble, the haughty brought to dust? Is there a horn we should not blow as proudly for we who are less known?
Say that I have no name, no gift, no power, am only one of millions, mostly sons. One who came with eyes and hands and a heart, looked on beauty and loved it, and then left it. Let me, as I lie down, hear in this dust, hear far off your whispered salutation. I, your daughter, treader of music, lie broken, conquered. Let me not fall in silence.
I, too easily brought to tears and weakness by music, baffled and broken by love, the helpless beholder of a war in my heart of desire with desire. Tell me, as I lie down, that I was courageous. Blow horns of victory now, as I reel and am vanquished. Shatter the sky with trumpets above my grave.
And I'm going to hold it for Pat, because Pat had a reading that Rebecca asked her to read at the memorial service.
The love that once was born can never die, for it has become part of us, of our life, woven into the very texture of our being. Each of us would wish to leave some part of ourselves, some memory, some influence for good. So here and now we bear witness to the one we knew in life, who now in death bequeathed a subtle part, precious and beloved, which will be with us in truth and beauty, in dignity and courage and love to the end of our days.
And I think it was at this point that I called people's attention to the beautiful shiny things, what would you call those, they were hanging from the trees.
Reflectors
outside that Rebecca had been able to watch right up until the last day. And one of them, which the other people couldn't see because I was at the dining room window, was shining huge red and blue flashes at me while I was sitting there trying to, you know, do right. And I felt that Rebecca was trying to remind me to do right. And then I reminded people of the little birds that used to fly around the room. And I told them that there was, just before the funeral started, a little bird came and was sitting outside the window just before the funeral started. And during the funeral, another hermit thrush came and was sitting outside too. The next reading had to do with Rebecca's mother, whose name was Rowena Kimball. Rebecca's mother died the month before Rebecca turned 13. The following poem was found among her mother's things and was apparently written a year before her death. I Shall Be a Memory by Rowena Kimball. Calmly he gave the verdict of one who knows, you have not long to live. And I, stunned at first, then all a quiver, eagerly scanned his face for one brief hope and read dull certainty. Straightway I reached my home. It had not changed. Blossoms sweet and lilac bushes serenely greeted me. They will bloom in full maturity, fade and bud again, regardless of us human blossoms who bud and bloom and die. Tomorrow I shall buy a gay new crop, a white, with crimson poppies and a flock of frivolous things. My little girl, in loving admiration, will say again she wants to be like me. My little girl, I dare not dwell on her, lest my eyes well up and cloud the joyousness I want her to remember. My little girl will grow so beautiful, so lovely, and I shall be a dear and tender memory, sweet as the passing breath of lilacs in the spring. And then we read something from, who was it that sent the record of mourning his broken?
McElvey,
which I don't have. And then Luke read something. Do you have anything? Do Paul have
anything? I wrote this last June 20th when I left on a trip of 3 weeks, and I was afraid that Rebecca would die while I was gone and that I would miss the memorial service. So this is a letter that I wrote to Doris about Rebecca. What a phenomenal person. I've been amazed these past months by Rebecca's ability to bounce right back after a bout of weakness and pain, to gaiety, warmth, and lightness of spirit. Once out from under the grip of pain, her sunniness returned. Eager once again to hear a favorite poem, to share a letter or a photograph, she concentrated on making her end easy for us, preparing this very service well in advance, and taking infinite care in giving each friend the most meaningful memento. She took time to tie up the ends of every relationship so that no one felt frayed or torn. She taught us all how to have a good death with grace and even wry humor. But it is her life I will remember. Wonderful lunches with multitudes of candles. Her handmade birthday cards in which she captured our essences. I remember tingling together over a performance of La Traviata with Ted and Sarah. Haircutting sessions in her kitchen, and I remember marveling over garage sale bargains. I, who drag heavy suitcases abroad, admired Rebecca carrying a small fabric bag to Italy. And I remember the day she asked me to take a picture of her, just her textured stocking legs and shoes that she would wear at Sarah's wedding. And who can forget Baby Bird, who flitted about the living room and got to stay in hotel rooms with Rebecca, in a cage, of course. I remember wonderful prairie Christmas parties at Rebecca and Ted's, and social action fundraisers with Pat Cotley as a fortune teller in one of the bedrooms. And Christmas wasn't Christmas with Rebecca. It lasted until Valentine's Day, which was another sacred holiday, until I saw all of Rebecca's decorated trees, including one twirling outside, and saw the comforting sight of white swooping angels above her drapery rod. Dear Rebecca, how I will miss your warmth and gaiety. As Sarah said in one of her letters, I love your world. It was a world of a child's Christmas, eagerly anticipating the gifts of life. Thanks, Rebecca, for the very special gift of your life. Betsy Roberts said last Wednesday in our group, I'm always going to keep Valentine's Day in her memory. And as I was going through my recipes the other day, I came across quite a number of them, gold star recipes from Rebecca, and I especially value the one written in her own hand. And there are two of them here. One is called The Best Luncheon Salad Ever, and the other one says Something Good, underlined, for George's breakfast. And that's very short. And it's, number one is heat a piece of toast with, or spread a piece of toast with cream cheese. Then two, put alfalfa sprouts on top. And then three, put a poached or fried egg on top. Salt, pepper, delicious.
Rebecca would not be sad today, even though we are sad. Rebecca taught us how to love life, and the paradox of it all was that here she was celebrating everything, the birds, the ribbons, the Valentines, the cooking recipes, the art, the crayoning, the playing Chinese checkers we used to get into, all of these things, living very, very richly. And yet she has also, in the last several years, taught us how to die. She died with absolute dignity and complete creativity, and several of us are, as a result of this, not afraid of death anymore. And that was it. Thank you.
Thank you. salad ever. And then this one, which is short, says,
something good from George's blessing.
Oh, that's the
number one
good.
Number one, bread toast with cottage cheese. Two, alfalfa sprouts on top. Three, then toast eggs. Three, toast fries overall. Salt, pepper. Delicious.
Thank you. Lord, morning star, light so